Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. For the remainder of the hour, we're joined in studio by musicians with the band Swamp Rats, who will treat us to a live on-air performance. The band formed in 2012 and has been performing and traveling together since. Their sound has been self-described as Florida folk with an edge, though it can be difficult to pin them down to a specific genre. The Swamp Rats' music encompasses an eclectic blend of folk, blues, Americana, and bluegrass that's also infused with punk and metal. I first heard them perform several months ago here in Fort Myers, and a recording of their live performance, The Blue Plate Special, recorded at WDVX Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, has been on heavy rotation in my car ever since. They've spent a lot of time on the road touring nationally. They've performed at a number of festivals as well, including the Muddy Roots Music Festival in Tennessee, Moonrunners Music Festival in Illinois, and Yellow Ribbon Riot here in Florida. And when they're not traveling and performing, they're also working on releasing a full-length album, which we look forward to hearing sometime next year. Members of the band with us today include Andy Starkey on banjo and vocals, Scotty Crow on guitar and vocals, he also plays a percussion instrument of Peruvian origin called the cajon, and Kale Rushing on bass and vocals. Andy, Scotty, and Kale, welcome to Gulf Coast Live, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
As always, I invite listeners to join the conversation. Connect with our guests by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU, using the hashtag GCL. And before we get into the Q&A portion, let's go ahead and just start things off with a song. First of all, tell us what we're going to hear, and tell us a little bit about it first, by way of introduction.
Well, I think we're going to play World's Ablaze first, and I wrote it several years ago, kind of as a view on how society kind of contradicts itself. So I think it fits in today's political state of affairs, in my opinion, but here we go.
All the different ways people be beaten to the ground. Seen liars and thieves and everything between, the sounds from nowhere around. Well, the world is ablaze and I can't light my smoke. Flames, they're cold in the fray. So I go for my bottle. Bottle seems dry and I hope for better days. Devils rise power, thou's much the second look. Well, the world is ablaze and I can't light my smoke. Flames are cold in the fray. So I go for my bottle. Bottle seems dry and I hope for better. Thank you.
All right. That was the Swamp Rats live in studio performing their song World Ablaze, written by their band member Scotty. Thank you so much for performing that one first. That was on that Blue Plate special record that I've been loving so much in recent months. And I wanted to start off by asking a bit about the band's origin story. I know you came together in 2012, and Scotty, as I understand it, you're the only original member with us today, so maybe you're best suited to answer that question.
I mean, it started off as a two-piece, me and this other guy named Robert Stack, an amazing singer-songwriter, and I was just doing percussion. Well, he fell into some legal troubles. And can continue with what we were doing. And around that time, Wes Cooper was interested in trying to do some stuff with us. So while Robert was off dealing with his things, I'm like, hey, Wes, come on. We need to write a bunch of songs and start playing these shows that I already have booked, which in retrospect probably wasn't the best of ideas. But and then as me and Wes were kind of just going around doing our thing in Florida, we met Andy and Landon, and then he was an old bass player who was on that recording that you guys were playing earlier. But he left to do his own thing. This is my cousin. So,
all right.
Yeah, Kale's my cousin. That's kind of where it all started. Essentially, yeah.
And I know that after we get off the air today, you guys are going to be heading to Sebring for a series of shows over the next few days. You know, one of the things I've noticed about a lot of locally based bands is they, you know, sometimes they'll go on tours, but they tend to stick closer to home. That's not the case with you guys. You're all over the place all the time. Tell me a bit about your performance schedule and maybe some of the places outside of Southwest Florida you typically go to or like to go perform.
Oh, well, I mean, Sebring is kind of our home base at the point.
Uh-huh.
So we play there once a month at Faded Bistro and Beer Garden, where we're playing later today and tomorrow. But we play in St. Augustine quite a bit. We've established some connections with a lot of really great musicians around that area.
Oh,
that's South Carolina. We've hit a lot of places on tour, but just around Florida, I mean, I would most notably say St. Augustine. Yeah. I mean, we've been up the East Coast, you know, down in Miami a few times, so... Yeah.
Nice, nice. And the band has released a number of EPs, and there's, again, the Blue Plate special live performance. But you're now working on a full-length album. Will this be the band's first?
Yes.
Yes, it will be.
It'll be our first full-length.
Been talking about it for a number of years.
Right. And what stage would you say you're in terms of the process for writing that? Are you working with any kind of local producers or recording studios, or are you going to head outside of our area to do all that work?
Actually, we've already done a lot of the recording work.
Nice.
Last year when earlier this year when we were on tour, we stopped at a friend's house who does recording
in Alabama.
I think his label's name is Sleepy Owl Records. And we knocked out a lot of the recording there, and now we've just been going back and forth with the mixing and adding the bells and whistles. So hopefully it'll be all... You'll start seeing a little bit of it in the next couple months.
Okay, so we're looking at early 2019.
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, I want to hear another song, but first, Scotty, tell me about the name. Where did that come from? Is there a story there?
That was Robert Stack, and it's very simple. It was me and him sitting and me asking, so what do you want to be called? And he said, Swamp Rats. I'm like, all right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear our second song, and again, tell us what we're going to hear.
Sure.
This one's called Whiskey and Weed. This one's basically just about battling demons and taking some sort of appropriate step to, you know, deal with them.
Vices and all that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every now and then I think
whiskey and weed.
Song Whiskey and Weed, another original tune from our in-studio guest today, the Swamp Rats, before they head up to Sebring for a series of shows. And of course, listeners can connect with the band. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your musical backgrounds. Andy, you know, the banjo's hardly the easiest instrument to learn to play. Was that the first string instrument you picked up?
Oh, of course not. I think I would have been scared off had it been my first. But I've been playing music a long time. Piano, from an early age, kind of set the foundation for me. And then I picked up a guitar when I was about 13. Now I'm 28. You know, and I've been playing the banjo for about 3 years, and I've kind of experimented with mandolins and all kinds of stringed instruments.
So you're the mandolin player also?
Yes, that was originally me. And then I said, I want to try the banjo out. So
All right.
It's a challenge, but it's fun.
And you know, it sounds like you might have come from a particularly musical family, or at least one where they wanted you to learn it.
Yes, my grandmother was my piano teacher.
Okay.
That's actually how my grandparents met, was in a big band together. He was a saxophone player. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And getting into this like folk blues Americana style, is that something that you gravitated towards early on?
I think just folk music. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of just like John Prine and things of the like, and it definitely bled into my influences there for sure. But
And what about you, Scotty? Was a guitar your first instrument?
No.
What did you play first?
Actually, my first instrument was trumpet
in
middle school, and then I gave it up in high school for drums. And I've been playing. I played in all kinds of bands, from punk metal. I think I was on a Compa album. But yeah, that's pretty much my musical experience. It's just self-taught mostly, except for the trumpet.
Okay. And you know, just given the scope of musical genres that you all encompass, I'm really curious, Scotty, if you can remember back to your own childhood, what was like the first band or musician that you were just totally enamored with?
Oh, Well, one of my favorite bands to this day, it was a huge influence in my youth, is Bad Religion. And that would also come into play with the whole transition to folk and bluegrass and stuff with Greg Graffin and doing his solo album. So that's kind of how I got introduced into it and bled into it. But my favorite Bad Religion album was Process of Belief growing up.
All right. And what about you, Kale? Was Scotty kind of a big musical influence on you?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. He was. He got me into the band. I'm originally a guitar player. Never really picked up the bass a whole lot, but I picked it up to play with them, and it's doing all right. A little over a year now, so...
All right. And I think the electric bass is certainly, you know, functional for as much traveling as you do. But yes. Have you ever ventured into the world of the upright bass?
No.
Not yet.
I tried playing when I cannot do it. Okay. It did not work out well.
I don't want to ask you the same question I did Scotty about thinking back on your childhood. Any particular band or musician you can remember first being like, yes, this is what I want to do?
Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. I love the, you know, the scope that's all being brought together here, you know, kind of under this umbrella of folk, too. Well, let's just go ahead and hear another tune. I want to hear as much music as we can from you guys.
Want to try the new one?
Yeah, sure. This one's called Fuel for the Flames. It's one of our newest ones. It's hopefully going to be on our new album whenever that comes together.
All right. Exclusive first listen.
Yeah. So be easy on us. Journey back up is slow, and though the tides will turn and the winds will blow, there's nowhere else to go. Enter trials and tribulations, here to throw a wrench in the equation. But they don't know that it's become my motivation, incinerated as fast as I can take it in. I need your fuel. Told me in colorful stories of those who've come before me. One must see with their eyes to believe, rejecting all the lies and deceit. Oh, I've been knocked down, I've been pushed around, but not once have I thought about backing down. Oh, no, no.
just heard Fuel for the Flames, one of the freshest new tunes from our guests in studio today, the Swamp Rats. And again, phone lines are open, 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And I wanted to talk about your approach to songwriting here, because I notice both Scotty and Andy, sometimes you'll take the lead on the vocals. Is that usually indicative of who wrote the song? Or
it really depends.
I mean, not always. I mean, like for Whiskey and Weed, that was a song written by Scott, but we're just trying to kind of diversify a little bit and showcase what we're capable of, you know, and break it up a little bit, yeah.
Do you guys usually write collaboratively, or do you usually kind of work independently and then come to the group like, hey guys, let's try this?
Well, I kind of fell into this band at one point, so a lot of this material existed before I even came on the scene. So it's only just recently that we've started to really write songs together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I was the other day listening to a Spotify station of Americana and folk music titled Hurt So Good. And I was sitting there thinking, like, God, my guest next week, like, this would be perfect. And I'm wondering if there's, like, particular themes you notice that you seem to, you know, that run through multiple songs. Because I've noticed that, you know, kind of in the Americana folk genre, I don't want to say a macabreness, but there's kind of a sadness to some of the topics. And I'm wondering if that's something that you're doing consciously, or if that just seems to come out of the creative process.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
A good friend of ours actually had described our sound as a minor chord that sounds happy.
All right.
But a lot of the lyrics, they stem from certain situations or things that, you know, I wasn't able to deal with, or trying to figure something out in my head, you know, or just missing a part of being, you know, young again, you know what I mean?
Right.
That seems to be the general consensus between.
Almost like you're missing having hope for the future.
Yeah.
missing that feeling.
That's exactly what it is.
I think it's largely just a reflection of, you know, our generation's kind of bleak outlook on things and in the face of what we're dealing with, you know, and this is just like kind of how we're dealing with it, you know?
Yeah. You express it so beautifully. Yeah. Well, I want to make sure we have time for one more song. So first, I just want to say thank you so much to the Swamp Rats for joining us in studio today. We've been hearing from Scotty Crow on guitar and vocals, Andy Starkey on banjo and vocals, and Kale Rushing on the bass. You can check out the Swamp Rats and stay on top of their performance schedule through their Facebook page. And you can follow the band and hear several of their recorded songs at swampratsmusic.blogspot.com. And of course, we're looking forward to the release of their full-length album in the new year. Andy, Scotty, Kale, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And our show today was produced by yours truly and our director, Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And Swamp Rats, take us away.
This one's called The Way I Feel.
Save me from the drop of that 10,000-mile fall. Maybe, just maybe, I'll find strength to crawl. And I aim to reinvent the way I feel. Ooh, maybe redirect the wheel. Either way, I hope this fantasy is real. Fantasy is real. Don't ever say the words that I've said times before. Allow me to hold my tongue and call me a coward. But throw me to the sharks and I'll slowly learn to fish. My thoughts as bait, I'll throw back each catch. And I aim to reinvent the way I feel. About our worries and run our cares away. Before we part, I've got one thing to say. We'll cherish this moment, 'cause it's surely meant to stray.